RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. The second round of Jakarta election on 9th April 2007 is expected to run democratically. MPR Speaker Sukupli Hasan officially opened Islamic Unity Conference. Wonderful Indonesia wins Grand Prix Award in Bulgaria. Now the news in detail. General Election Commission KPU of Jakarta on Tuesday evening in Jakarta stipulated 7,280,254 final voter list DPD of Jakarta resident and also 13,034 polling station or TPS of the second round of Jakarta election on 19th April 2017. In response to this case, a researcher of Association for Election and Democracy Poluden, Fadli Ramadhanil, to Arrival Service Voice of Indonesia at Poluden Office in Tebet, South Jakarta on Friday said that Jakarta residents who have requirements but are not listed on the final voter list are expected to report to local election officials for Jakarta election in each area.
Terkait dengan daftar pemilih sudah ditetapkan, kita berharap masyarakat juga bisa melakukan pengecekan.
Related to final voter list, DPT stipulated by General Election Commission KPU of Jakarta, we hope the people can check the DPT. If there are people who are not listed on the DPT or they have requirement for voting, they can report to local election officials. The most important thing is the content of current campaign, which is still done up to 15 April 2017. We see the militancy tendency of each candidate is getting high, but we need to see the impeachment tendency, such as campaign content of defamation or ethnicity, religion and race issues or fake news and hate speech must be overcome. Besides expecting to stop those bytings of candidate for governor, the law enforcement must be upheld. Election supervisory agency must play its important role to respond unregulated campaign activities so that those can be proceeded legally based on the rule. Fadli Ramadhani also expected the voting process of the second round of Jakarta election can run peacefully. Explained the people can elect their candidate of Jakarta governor for period 2017-2022 based on their willingness. The elected governor will be governor of Jakarta's people that must conduct mandate to lead Jakarta in the future. Speaker of People's Consulta Assembly MPR Sulkipli Hasan officially opened the Islamic Unity Conference in Bogor, West Java on Friday. The conference was attended by hundreds of scholars from several countries in the region of Association of Southeast Asian Nation, ASEAN, and the Middle East. He said that the differences that occur among people should not be questioned. The conference was organized by a number of Islamic religious outreach organizations in ASEAN and Middle East, and such as Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Sudan. Chairman of the committee, Yusuf Usman Baisa, said that Indonesia, in cooperation with Islamic religious outreach organizations of ASEAN countries and the Middle East, had conducted the forum. The forum is aimed to promote Islam as a Rahmatan Lil Alamin, which means blessing for the universe. Radicalism, terrorism, and extremism are no ideas of Islamic teachings. The conference was attended by 120 scholars as a representative of Islamic organizations in Indonesia, 80 scholars from ASEAN countries as well as scholars from the Middle East and Gulf countries such as Bahrain, Qatar, Sudan, and Kuwait. One of the promotional videos of Wonderful Indonesia received the Grand Prix Award, which is the highest award at the 13th International Tourism Film Festival that took place in Veliko Tarnova, Bulgaria on April 6 until 8, 2017. The Tourism Ministry produced the 3-minute promotional clip with the title Wonderful Indonesia featuring Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World as the theme song. Assistant Deputy for the Development of Overseas Tourism Marketing Communication, Noviandi Makalam, said that Indonesian Ambassador to Bulgaria, Astari Rashid, received the award on behalf of Indonesia. The video clip came to the fruition from the collaboration of Distri and international video blogger. There were also some other promotional video clips from Indonesia that took part in the International Tourism Film Festival, such as a official journey through Lombok and a official journey through Wakatobi. State-owned airline Garuda Indonesia will provide 14 wide-body airplanes to support Hajj flights in 2017 after signing a memorandum of understanding with the Religious Affairs Ministry. Garuda Indonesia CEO M. Arif Wawa and Director of Hajj and Umrah Management Abdul Jamil signed the MOU at the Religious Affairs Ministry building in Jakarta on Friday. Arif said that Garuda Indonesia would deploy 3 planes of Boeing 747-400, 4 Boeing 777-300ER and 7 Airbus A330-300 this year to guarantee Indonesian pilgrims to go to Mecca and come back home safely. They asserted that the site will also deploy the best flight attendants to provide excellent service for the pilgrims. A British International Trade Minister, Dr. Leon Fox, visited Indonesia to strengthen cooperation in various sectors such as the Ministry of Marine and Fishery. On Tuesday, April 6, Minister Leon Fox agreed cooperation in the satellite utilization to eradicate illegal fishing. In his speech, he said that illegal fishing endangers environment and evokes several challenges, especially in safety and security. Indonesia has suffered huge losses from this illegal fishing. Therefore, the UK government, through the UK Space Agency in collaboration with Inmarsat, has approved international partnership program worth £8 million, or around 124 billion rupiah.
This partnership is indicative of UK government commitment to bolster Indonesia's effort to be at the forefront of preventing and eradicating unreported and unregulated fishing. And I have no doubt that this partnership can put the Ministry of Fisheries and Marine Affairs as the lead agency in this challenging task.
Minister Leon Fox further explained this satellite in the future will improve the welfare and security of Indonesia. It will also improve the welfare of Indonesian fishermen. The cooperation with the United Kingdom in the field of satellite technology has been implemented since 2016, but the project in the Phone of Vessel Monitoring System, or SID Monitor device, was just launched on April 1, 2017. This application can monitor 200 fishing vessels weighed over 30 gross tons. Besides improving the cooperation with the Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, in his visit, Mr. Leon Fox met with Coordinating Minister for Economy, Darmin Nasution, and business people. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will visit Indonesia on April 20 until 21, 2017. The first American director of American-European Cooperation at the Directorate General of Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Adam Tugil, said that this visit will emphasize the importance of strategic partnership between Indonesia and the USA. Both countries are the world's biggest democracy countries. Indonesia is the biggest country in Southeast Asia, has important role in keeping stability and welfare in the region through ASEAN. Indonesia and the USA have a strong partnership. In the press briefing in Jakarta on Friday, on April 7, Adam Tugio explained that in the series of visits to the Asian Pacific region, it is an affirmation of the importance of Indonesia in the region. In this state visit, the U.S. Vice President will meet Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, ASEAN Secretary General. The meeting with ASEAN Secretary General is to re-emphasize ASEAN as the lead partner for the USA to strengthen cooperation with ASEAN countries. Adam Tugio further explained that the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to meet Indonesian American business people in Indonesia. In this visit, the bilateral cooperation and political, social, cultural aspect will be discussed. In addition, the economic cooperation is intensified. However, the issue about PT Freeport will not be discussed. Spokesman of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Armanata Nasir, said in a press briefing held in Jakarta on Friday, April 7, that Indonesia strongly condemns the U.S. Marshall strikes to Syria. He affirmed that the U.S. chemical weapon in Syria killed many people, including children, that occurred on last Tuesday. As the state member of the Chemical Weapons Convention, Indonesia rejects the use of chemical weapons by anyone or for any purpose. However, at the same time, Indonesia also condemned United States counterattack to Syria on Tuesday night, April 6 local time.
Pada saat yang sama, Indonesia prihatin.
Indonesia is concerned over a unilateral attack by any party, including the U.S. Tomahawk missiles, in response to the tragedy of the chemical weapons attack in Syria. Military action undertaken without the approval of the UN Security Council is not in line with the principles of international law to resolve conflicts peacefully in UN Charter. Armanata further explained that for Indonesia, peace and stability in Syria can only be achieved through a dialogue and inclusive political process, emphasizing that all parties refrain and cease all violence to respect and protect human rights, resolve conflicts through negotiation and diplomacy. Indonesia hopes that humanitarian aid could enter into Syria. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi has continued to coordinate with the Indonesian Permanent Representative of the UN and the Indonesian Ambassador to the United States. Indonesia continues to push and urge the UN Security Council to take immediate steps to prevent the situation in Syria and the problem can be resolved. Angola's Minister of Foreign Affairs George Rebelo Pinto Sicotti will visit Indonesia on April 10th and 12th, 2017. Spokesman of Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs Armanati Nasir said that Minister George Rebelo will hold bilateral meeting with Indonesia Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi at Pancasila Building in Jakarta on April 11, 2017. At the press briefing at the Minister of Foreign Affairs Building in Jakarta, Nasir explained that Angola has huge potential for Indonesia in non-traditional market sector. Several Indonesian products had been exported to Angola, such as crude palm oil, motor vehicle, cosmetic paper, furniture, and chemical products. Angola is also a potential market for Indonesian strategic products.
Kita juga akan merencanakan kunjungan.
We will also schedule Angola's Minister of Foreign Affairs to visit a number of strategic industry in Indonesia, such as Pindad and PT Dirgantara Indonesia. Traditionally, Angola is an important partner for Indonesia in energy security sector because we import lots of oil from Angola. Armanata Nasir further explained that both countries plan to sign several agreements. It is expected that this visit can boost cooperation between both countries and not only energy security sector. He also said that this meeting is positive reaction towards Indonesian strategy priority to strengthen cooperation among African countries. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreoverly, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Various significant events that occurred this week were reviewed in the editorial of some of the leading media published in Jakarta and outlined in the press review. Let's begin with the press review with Media Indonesia newspaper. In its editorial on Thursday writes, "The new commissioner is racing against time. The parliament made another a crucial decision in the last minutes. The host once again showed the last minute mentality which they should get rid of in this era. Given 30 days to carry out the electoral process of selecting Commissioner General Election Commission or KPU and the Election Supervisory Body or Bawaslu commissioners for the 2017 to 2022 period, the parliament chose to move in the last days before the deadline. On Wednesday morning, Commission 2 finally completed the selection of Commission and Supervisory Body Commissioner candidates by voting. Seven leaders of the commission and five of the election supervisory body were selected after undergoing the process of fit and proper tests for two consecutive days. It was suspected that the host finally agreed to speeding in the final minute because the strong public pressure which wants parliament not proscriptionate in selecting commissioners of the two institutions. According to Media Indonesia, as is known, the 2009 election will be the first time this country carries the legislative and presidential elections simultaneously. The challenge, of course, is not as simple as in the previous election. They will also oversee the third stage of the simultaneous local election in 2018. So both the commission and also the supervisory body not only need skills but also readiness to prepare everything related to the implementation of the election just a year of ahead. In that context, all parties urge parliament to finalize discussion on the election bill that will be the basis for the organization of coming election. Turning to Business Indonesia newspaper, which in its editorial on Tuesday wrote, "Identity data integration. Tech amnesty program had just finished and the results are already known to the public. Some things are still of concern, such as the issue of taxpayer participation and the amount of state revenue. The bustle of the tech issue is also coupled with the government's agenda that targets the delivery of credit card transaction data to the Directorate General of Taxation. Pros and cons arise because credit card customers worry about the burden of tax and banking data confidentiality. The plan then was cancelled. The reason users are categorized as customers of credit card and debt owed is not categorized as income, so that the data is not considered as a payment instrument of tax intensification. However, this new paper reported that uniquely, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati and her team are make a breakthrough with the launch of Indonesia Card, or abbreviated Kartiniwand, multifunction card platform with the purpose of identity data integration. In line with the objectives for the Directorate General of Taxation, the smart card will not only facilitate the taxation, the benefits will be very extensive for diverse interests of the people.
It will contain identity data that can carry national identification number and taxpayer identification number, which combined with other payment services such as health and employment insurance, e-money, e-toll, to the data of driving license. The security aspect guarantee is also given, and the card features a digital security certificate by first validating biometric data of electronic ID cards and income tax information into banking cards products. Governor of Bank Indonesia Agus Martowardoyo said Kartu 21 actually is only a banking strategy in offering electronic money products to the staff of Directorate General of Taxation. According to Business Indonesia, whatever it is, all parties must give appreciation to the taxation office innovation to seize state revenue opportunities with identity data integration efforts, followed by the construction of the integrated administration and intensification with accurate data. Hopefully, everything runs smoothly. Well, listener, that was Bruce Review of our RRIWO service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event which occurred on April 8, 1946, when the League of Nations held the last meeting. The League of Nations was an intergovernmental organization founded on 10 of January 1920 as a result of the Paris Peace Conference that ended the First World War. It was the first international organization whose principal mission was to maintain world peace. Its primary goals, as stated in its covenant, included preventing wars through collective security and disarmament and settling international disputes through negotiation and arbitration. The establishment of the League of Nations was initiated by the United States President Woodrow Wilson, although the United States never joined in the League. The appearance of the World War II reinforced the reality that the League has failed to prevent war. On 8 of April 1946, the League held the last meeting. 10 days later, the League was officially dismissed. The next event was in 1970 when the Zionist combat aircraft demolished an elementary school. On 8 of April 1970, Israel Zionist combat aircraft indiscriminately attacked Bahrul Bagar Elementary School, 80 kilometers in the northern of Cairo, Egypt. In the tragedy, 46 students were killed. A very inhuman action afoot emotion of world's people. Earlier, the international community was shocked by another savage act which was committed by the Zionist regime. In February in the same year, Israel combat aircraft also demolished a civilian area in the eastern of Cairo. Consequently, a factory was destroyed and 168 employees of the factory were killed and injured. And the last event was in 2013 when Margaret Thatcher passed away. Margaret Hilda Thatcher was a British stateswoman who was the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1979 to 1990 and the leader of the Conservative Party from 1975 to 1990. She was the longest-serving British Prime Minister of the 20th century and the first woman to have held the office. A Soviet journalist dubbed her the Iron Lady, a nickname that became associated with her uncompromising politics and leadership style. As a prime minister, she implemented policies that have come to be known as Thatcherism. A research chemist before becoming a barrister, Thatcher was elected Member of Parliament for Findlay in 1959. Edward Head appointed her Secretary of State for Education and Science in his 1970 government. In 1975, Thatcher defeated Heath in the Conservative Party leadership election to become leader of the opposition and became the first woman to lead a major political party in the United Kingdom. She became Prime Minister after winning the 1979 general election. Thatcher was re-elected for the third term in 1987. She resigned as a Prime Minister and party leader in November 1990 after Michael Hastings launched a challenge to her leadership. Margaret Thatcher, who was suffering from stroke, passed away in London in 2013 at the age of 87. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Adari Wood Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's focus is on Indonesia and United Kingdom agree on new project research cooperation. Indonesian and British governments agreed on 10 new collaborative research projects that will strengthen research cooperation and innovation in a variety of topics related to socio-economic development of Indonesia. The agreement was jointly announced by Indonesian Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education, Muhammad Nasir, and British Ambassador to Indonesia, ASEAN and East Timor, Mu'azzam Malik, in the anniversary of the Newton's UK-Indonesia Science and Technology Fund in Jakarta Wednesday, April 5th. In his speech, Mr. Nasir said that researchers and innovators are key actors in exploring the potential of Indonesia's wealth. However, the research result cannot be categorized as innovations before they are beneficial to society. For that, international collaborations, such as with the United Kingdom, are urgently needed so that Indonesia does not need to start from zero. The focus of research includes 8 areas of priority, namely food security, health, information technology, transportation, advanced materials, renewable energy, and maritime. Meanwhile, the British ambassador to Indonesia, ASEAN and East Timor, Mu'azzam Malik, said that Britain and Indonesia have agreed to allocate a shared commitment of £8 million to fund the best joint United Kingdom-Indonesian study projects. Research funding comes from the two countries, namely the mix of funds from Newton Fund and Indonesian Education Fund Management Institution. According to Ambassador Mu'azzam, the allocation of funds from the United Kingdom continues to increase from £2 million to £3 million for this year. Newton Fund is a realization program of Memorandum of Understanding between the Government of Indonesia and the United Kingdom regarding research and technology, which signing was witnessed by the Indonesian President Joko Widodo and British Prime Minister David Cameron in 2015. In 2017, the United Kingdom implementing partners and Indonesian funders discussed the possibility of cooperation in the field of hydrometeorological hazard with a special focus on urban areas as well as a unique research relevant to Wallacea geographic region. While the United Kingdom Meteorological Office and the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency conducted preliminary talks for joint research on weather and climate services. The British Council and the Government of Indonesia will also finalize the cooperation of doctoral scholarship. This program is first scholarship program funded by the Government of Indonesia and the United Kingdom. That was Focus for today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. General Elections Commission KPU of Jakarta on Tuesday evening in Jakarta stipulated 7,218,254 final voter list DPD of Jakarta resident and also 13,034 polling station TPS of the second round of Jakarta election on 19 April 2017. In response to this case, a researcher of Association for Election and Democracy Perludem, Fadli Ramadhanil, to Honorable Service Voice of Indonesia at Perludem office in Tebet, South Jakarta on Friday said that Jakarta residents who have requirements but are not listed on the final voter list are expected to report to local election official for Jakarta election in each area. Speakers of People's Consult Assembly MPR Sukipli Hasan officially opened the Islamic Unity Conference in Bogor, West Java on Friday. The conference was attended by hundreds of scholars from several countries in the region of Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, and the Middle East. One of the promotional videos of Wonderful Indonesia received the Grand Prix Award, which is the highest award at the 13th International Tourism Film Festival that took place in Veliko Tarnovo, Bulgaria on April 6 until 8, 2017. State-owned airline Garuda Indonesia will provide 14 wide-body airplanes to support Hajj flights in 2017 after signing a memorandum of understanding with the Religious Affairs Ministry. Garuda Indonesia CEO M. Arit Wibowo and Director of Hajj and Umrah Management Abdul Jamil signed the MOU at the Religious Affairs Ministry building in Jakarta on Friday. British International Trade Minister Dr. Leon Fox visited Indonesia to strengthen cooperation in various sectors such as Ministry of Marine and Fishery. On Tuesday, April 6, Minister Leon Fox agreed cooperation in the satellite utilization to eradicate illegal fishing. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will visit Indonesia on April 20 until 21, 2017. The Vice American Director of American-European Cooperation at Directorate General of Minister of Foreign Affairs, Adam Tugio, said that this visit will emphasize the importance of strategic partnership between Indonesia and the USA. Spokesman of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Arwanata Nasir, said in a press briefing held in Jakarta on Friday that Indonesia strongly condemns the U.S. missile strikes to Syria. He affirms that U.S. the use of chemical weapons in Syria killed many people, including children, that occurred on last Tuesday. Angola's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Jorge Robelo Pinto Chikoti, will visit Indonesia on April 10 and 12, 2017. The spokesman of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Armando Nasir, said that Minister Jorge Robelo will hold a bilateral meeting with Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi at Pancasila Building in Jakarta on April 11, 2017. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Watu Karung Beach in Pacitan, East Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Pacitan, which is also well known as the City of 1001 Caves, is regency which is located at the southernwest tip of East Java Province. Pacitan is also known because of its many beautiful beaches. One of them, which becomes destination choice, is Watu Karung Beach, which is located at the Watu Karung Village, Pringkuku Sub-District, Pacitan Regency. If you are serving lover to Vine Beach, which has stable and big wave, has its own happiness. Watu Karung Beach is Indonesian beach which can satisfy your interest. Because of the wave of Watu Karung Beach is one of the five best waves in the world. The beach offers complete package of natural tour and surfing sports. Thank you. listener, the beauty and the cleanness of Watukaru Beach is still natural. The cluster of green trees, blue sea water, cluster of corals, and also white sand add the beauty of scenery at Watukaru Beach. The wave at Watukaru Beach can reach 4 meters. The big and long wave-like barrels and the bottom of the sea, which is coral reef, make many world surfers come to this beach. If you want to play at beach, please do not worry about the big wave, because the big wave stops at the edge of the beach and does not drag you out to the sea. So you will be comfortable if you take your children to swim or play sand at the beach while enjoying fresh air at the location. Listener, to go to Watukaru Beach is not quite easy because there is no public transportation to the location. If you want to visit Watukaru Beach, we suggest you to rent vehicles or drive your own car. You can use 2 wheels or 4 wheels, but you have to be careful because the access to the location is not good yet. You must pass through small and narrow route. The location has a distance around 40 kilometers and takes 45 minutes from the center of the city. Interestingly, to enter Watukaru Beach is free of charge. Listener, to visit Watukaru Beach, there are several things which should be paid attention. You have to prepare vehicles and you don't have to hesitate to ask because there is lack of signboard. If you are serving lover, please prepare your own survey equipment, and we remind you to bring your own camera to take picture at the beauty of Watukaru Beach. If you want to stay at night at the beach, you can rent lodging there. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Watukaru in Pacitan, East Java Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly, why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hey, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Miscellany.
Listener, Indonesia has lots of languages, tribes, customs, tradition, natural and culinary tourism destinations. West Sumatra, one of the regions in Indonesia, has beautiful scenery and various culture. Every regency in West Sumatra is very dense with its own culture and tradition. For example, West Pasaman Regency has gold yarn embroidery. Miscellany for today's edition will inform me about gold yarn embroidery. Listener, West Pasaman is known as its beautiful handicrafts that hang from generation to generation and have their own market in West Sumatra, especially in embroidery. The embroidery or making embroidery is the way to give or add effect on the finished sewing. Initially, the fabric looks very simple, but it will be more beautiful after being given embroidery on several spots, such as for bed linen, tablecloth, wall decoration, and many more. Besides using hand, the embroidery can be done by sewing machine or computer embroidery machine. Usually, the kinds of yarn used to make embroidery are the one like wool, linen, silk, cotton, or rayon, even gold yarn. The gold yarn embroidery is well known for its various motifs that have philosophy. These motifs usually come from natural or geometrical motifs such as lines or circles that have specific meaning for the people. Due to its beautifulness, the West Pasaman government in West Sumatra eagerly makes gold yarn embroidery from air bangis as the West Pasaman's icon. Listener, chairman of Airbangis Gold Yarn Embroidery Community, Feli, said that the embroideries in Airbangis Sungai Beremas district are the descendant of former embroideries. The gold yarn embroidery of Airbangis is admitted for its beauty and it is quite expensive. Take for example, a pillowcase costs 1 million rupiah because it is handmade and made of embroidery's creativity. Valley reminds that before buying, the buyer should order first because the embroidery takes longer time. It can be more than 1 month process. Well, listeners, that was miscellany for today's edition with the topic The Gold Yarn Embroidery of Airbangis Becomes the West Pasaman's Icon. We will see you again in another interesting topic. Bye!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Radio Revival Service, Voice of Indonesia. Wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Intan Nuraini. And to initiate our segment Music Corner, let's listen to a song entitled Cinta Rahasia.
Di kesunyian hati, cintamu menemani ku, tapi tak ada yang tahu kamu milikku. Di keramaian tawa, ku tak boleh mengenali. Adalah cinta.
Listener, the song entitled Cinta Rahasia tells about love relation which becomes a secret one. Nobody knows this secret love, even her parents. The two lovers conceal it because they do not want to be separated each other. That was the first song which was sung by Intan Raini. A pretty woman who was born in Jakarta on 23rd of March 1985 began her career as model of CoverGirl in 2001. In 2007, Intan tried to expand her talent in singing and succeeded to release an album entitled Penguasa Lelaki. This album consists of 10 songs. One of them is entitled Cinta Rahasia. Her vocal character is soft and very suitable to sing this song. She is also active as an actress and also commercial star. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Dilemma.
Ketika malam penuh bintang di antara cahaya temaram, kau beri aku kesejukan, tapi hatiku bimbang. Kau tanya apakah ku bisa membuka hati. Berkata-kata air mata yang bicara. Sesungguhnya ku ingin dirimu untuk cairkan hatiku yang beku, tapi aku belum siap. Aku jadi dilema. Aku tak mau menyakitimu karena hati ini masih ragu, tapi aku butuh cinta. Aku jadi dilema. Aku ingin, tapi ku tak bisa. Apakah ini nyata atau mimpi belaka? Bertemu, haruskah ku terima cinta yang dilema? Sesungguhnya ku ingin jadi dilema. Aku tak mau menyakitimu karena hati ini masih ragu, tapi aku butuh cinta. Aku jadi dilema.
Listener, Dilemma is a hit song in the second album of Intan Raini entitled Salut. The album, which was released in 2008, consists of 11 songs. The song Dilemma tells about someone's worry to open her heart and receive love which comes to her. The song became a soundtrack of cinema of private television in Indonesia. Until now, Intan has released 3 albums, namely Penguasa Lelaki in 2007, Salud in 2008, and Seperti Coklat in 2010. Well, listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to Penguasa Lelaki and Tak Mungkin Berpaling. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.